smiling.
We're smiling because you're listening to What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen.
And I'm Steve Bockett.
He's laughing because he has way too many things on his mind. Like
that ugly Viking stadium.
Well, yeah. I want somebody to weigh in.
That's what we should ask Michelle Bachmann. Is there any way to stop that? Well, it's ugly.
You think it's ugly?
It's ugly.
I don't think it's ugly. I think it's beautiful, ugly. But I think it looks like a church. I don't think a football stadium should look like a church.
Yeah, it's ugly.
You've nailed it. That's what's on my mind. And evidently nobody else cares because we brought this up an hour ago and everybody yawned. But my big question is, should a football stadium look like a church? Should it look like a church? I just assume Sundays mean people go to church and then either watch or attend a football game, but that they'd not become... You know, I get that Purple Pride is a religion to some.
As a long-standing Viking fan and lifelong Viking fan, every time they're playing, I am praying.
Well, that's a good connection. Maybe that's the idea behind this. Maybe this is sheer genius
on
the
part of penance
on the part of the Vikings. They make it look like a church so you remember to pray when you go in there so the Purple Pride will win. We have that up, by the way, on our brand new What's on Your Mind Facebook page as well as a website. If you've not liked us yet, what's the holdup? We'd love to have you be a fan of ours on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. If you go to whatsonyourmindradio.com, you'll have a nice, easy link to both the Twitter and Facebook connections of What's on Your Mind, and then you can weigh in.
This 701.
Hour, I'm sorry. Go ahead and say
701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. We'd like to know what's on your mind.
And by the way, another reason to go to the What's on Your Mind Facebook page or website today and link up to Facebook or Twitter is during the break.
Yeah, we do that Tweety thing now.
Todd Mitchell and I decided that we would take a photo of your office, post it online, and ask two very simple questions. One,
name all the dead animals.
Should Steve clean his office? And two, is he a hoarder? How would you answer those questions, Todd?
It's a very technical filing system. That's all it is.
If you would like to, sway the audience one way or another.
How doesn't he sound like every guy that's or every person that's ever been on
Don't Hoarders? Touch it. I'll never be able to find it that way.
I know exactly where all my stuff is.
Everybody on Hoarders says that.
That does not make you any less crazy.
Right.
Right. Right. Yeah. When you're hoarding a lot of stuff.
I'm not going to comment whether he's crazy or not. Because yeah. He'll do that by himself.
By the way, I say the same thing. So I'm self-diagnosing. No. I say, hey, don't touch it because I know exactly where it's at. I have that conversation.
That's the dirty little secret, Steve. Next time you go to Fargo, you get to put his office on.
Yeah, that won't be pretty. That will not be pretty because it looks a lot like yours, actually, without the dead animals.
You got to have the dead animals for character.
Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Bottom of the hour, ask the weatherman. What the heck is going on? How do we swing from the 20s into the 90s? And have we just skipped spring?
You know, those poor folks, it was on national news again this morning. I watched it this morning down on Lake Mille Lacs with that wall of ice that had crushed a bunch of the houses. And they held the audio up there, the microphone, and you could hear the ice crackling and melting as it was crystallizing and falling down. And going from that scenario and that video to in the 90s yesterday, it's just befuddling, that wall of ice. It was amazing footage.
Last hour, we also talked about the two-month sentence for the semi-driver who killed a motorcyclist in a Fargo accident. Was it too lenient? Some of your answers popping up on our Facebook page there. We're also planning on talking a little bit about the Outdoor Heritage Fund. That's oil funds funding an Outdoor Heritage Fund in North Dakota. It is, according to recent news reports, going to come up short of what they once thought it would generate in dollars. But we want you to weigh in on that. We have a question up on our Facebook page about that, too. So, but right now, let's go to Alan, who wants to answer the question, should a football stadium look like a church? Alan, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Steve and Scott. Thank you for taking our call. We're from Hague, North Dakota. I'd say if a stadium should look like a church, you should go put a pulpit across in there and a pastor in there right away. I mean, it's not more right. You know, why does it have to look like a church? You don't go to a football stadium and worship, you know.
So you're saying since it looks like a church, add a pulpit and a cross, but really you'd prefer it not look like a church. Is that what you're saying, Ella?
That's just it. And also with the retractable roof at Target Field, I mean, we're Twins fans. We listen to it on the radio. If they would have the retractable roof, no rain delays. You know what I mean?
I'm not going to drive across the entire state of North Dakota and then into Minnesota for a weekend trip to go watch the Twins and then possibly get rained out or snowed out like this spring. For me as a Twins fan, I'm not going because I don't know. I'm not going to invest that much of my time and money to go to a game that I don't know is going to not, it may not take place.
That's just it. I agree, you know.
By the way, where is Hague, North Dakota, Ella?
Southeast of Bismarck.
Southeast of Bismarck, about how far?
Quite a ways, about, I'm not sure. You've heard of Lawrence Welk, right?
I have indeed.
Strasbourg.
Yep, Strasbourg, about southeast there, about 13 miles southeast of Strasbourg.
By the way, I've never been to Strasbourg or Hague, obviously, since I'm asking where it is. Is there anything of note about Lawrence Welk in Strasbourg? I mean, they have the museum, do they have a little sign out front? How do they honor Lawrence Welk in his hometown?
Well, his birthplace is actually, you know, like a museum kind of, you know, out where he grew up. He's originally from there.
Very interesting. I have to get, maybe we should do a show in Strasbourg, and all the bumper music will be Lawrence Welk.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. And Alan, actually, my grandmother was offered the job by Lawrence Welk as the bubble lady, and she turned him down.
The bubble lady?
Wow.
She said no?
She offered the job as the bubble lady, and she said no because she was in love with my grandfather. It was back when she was driving for the Navy.
Wow.
During World War II.
She had to blow bubbles all the time.
Well, you remember the lady that came out and sang with the bubble machine behind her? It kind of looked like the Witch of the North from Wizard of Oz.
Did they get paid per bubble, or how?
I don't know. I'm guessing it would have been pretty good, though.
Alan, great to hear from you in beautiful Hague, North Dakota, and hopefully we'll get down to Strasbourg soon. You can come see us, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Goodbye.
Mary, what's on your mind today? Mary, go ahead.
You were talking earlier about those semi-drivers, and this happened to us a number of years ago, but it's in the same vein of everything else you guys were talking about. We had, my husband and I had left cash-wise here in Bismarck, and we were on South 12th Street, stopped at the stoplight in the lane to make a left-hand turn. We're signaling, and the semi came from the east, all of a sudden turned up 12th Street. Obviously, we're sitting there. It was in broad daylight. It wasn't like he could miss us, and came head-on for us. My husband slammed our vehicle into reverse and backed up quite a distance. Thank God there wasn't any other vehicles behind us, because otherwise he'd have hit us for sure before anybody behind us realized that they needed to back up as well. So it's not just the idiots of today, but they've been around for a long time. And it just, you know, you started talking about that this morning, and it just brought that back to me about how we almost got hit head on. Because this guy, and I know, I understand what you were saying about they have to make a wider turn when they're turning, but why did he have to turn then when he knew we were sitting right there?
Bottom line, Mary, everybody needs to be more diligent when they're driving. You know, put the phone away. Don't text. Don't play with the radio. Don't eat. I used to be guilty of that all the time, driving with my knees and eating as I was traveling. Just be more careful and more cautious when you're driving. Right, Mary?
Right, exactly. But, and as far as Michelle was concerned with what she's trying to do with repealing Obamacare, you know, I can't claim to know everything that's in there, but there are some good things in there that I hope they don't get rid of. I hope they don't get rid of they abolish pre-existing conditions. That's, to me, that's just been a nasty thing, and it deserves to go away. The other thing is having increase the age of college-age children. Now, I think 26 is a bit ridiculous. I think that could be reduced. And I think if you're fully employed, you shouldn't be under your parents' insurance policy anymore. But still, increasing that and taking away the lifetime limits of what your insurance can pay or should pay is another good thing to have go away. So when they're doing this, I hope they pick and choose the things that they're going to get rid of or try to get rid of, because there are some good things in there.
You know, what is amazing to me, though, the whole push behind, you know, Obamacare and previous health care reform efforts has been the uninsured, right? That we have 40 million or whatever the correct estimate is of how many, Americans are uninsured. My question that nobody seems to get to the bottom of, how many people that are uninsured are doing so intentionally? You know, yeah. In other words, it just choose to, you know, hey, I don't have it. I don't want to have it. I'm not going to pay for it. I'm going to take my chances. Now, I'm not saying that's right, but I think the vast majority of people are in that category. The people that want it, that can't afford it, you know, that's a different deal. Then you want to have a program, a safety net there for them. But I think the vast majority of the 40 or 50 million, whatever the accurate number is, you know, a lot of them are younger. And they're just making a decision. So, interesting points, Mary. Thank you for calling on both topics. We appreciate it. Ask the Weatherman a little later on here. National Weather Service guest will be in here to have a little fun with us. But meanwhile, back to your calls at 800-228-0550 after a short timeout. Don't go away. Have you been on Leech Lake, Minnesota's third largest lake, some of the best walleye fishing on the planet? Have you been to Walker, Minnesota? Have you seen the historic Chase on the Lake Resort? Folks, it's a premier Minnesota resort. Voted that way time and time again. The lodging, absolutely incredible. The 502 restaurant and bar, well known. The Comprador Aveda Spa. The bowling alley. The amenities. It's absolutely incredible. How about this? One of Minnesota's premier restaurants right now is yours for $69 any room, any night. That's right. This is a fabulous facility. Check it out online, chaseonthelake.com. Use the promo code SCOTT and get the $69 rate before May 23rd. You must hurry. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code SCOTT. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06. That's 888-242-7306. And tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a half a million credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at CUOnTheRoad.org. CU as in credit union, ontheroad.org. And on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon on K-Fire 550, KLTC, KTGO.
Turn your mic on, Scott.
I didn't do that time.
AM 1100, the Flag Fargo, 910 KCJB, Minot. Who have we forgotten? The Flamethrower, 550 K-Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains. What's up, Steve? What's up, Todd? Todd has that look. His finger is on the trigger.
See, the thing is I won't be here every morning to turn your mic on and off.
Yeah.
And Steve, sooner or later, is just going to let your mic just sit there.
So. You don't need to hold our hand. We can turn him on. We can do it.
I mean, Steve, pick on the office, though.
Steve might have helped you out But now you put his office pictures up. So
quick story before we go back to the phones here. Steve has a vest on that says Gordon Setter's on it yesterday, which prompted a conversation with our governor, who evidently wants a Setter. Has he got you looking for a Setter for him now, or what happened?
He wants to meet my Gordon Setters because he doesn't want a real hyper dog, but he likes the look of the Setters. He likes Setters, and he asked about English and Irish, and I'm like, well, those are hyper. Gordon Setters, they're the biggest bone of the Setters. And
bottom line is the governor's thinking about hunting.
Yeah, and I might be hooking him up with a dog.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, back to the phones.
Weston, what's on your mind?
I just had a comment about the, I guess I support the lower sentence for the truck driver. You know, accidents happen, and as far as the motorcycle goes, you know, you're taking inherent risks driving a motorcycle in general. Had he had a helmet on, would he have survived? You don't know. Had he been in a vehicle, a car, would he have survived? Probably. You know, I think there's some inherent risk by driving a motorcycle, vehicles like that, that you take on yourself the minute you get on the road with other vehicles.
But let me just play devil's advocate for a minute here, Weston. If the truck driver doesn't take a right turn from the far left lane, three lanes over, and create this wall of steel with his trailer, you know, this motorcyclist is alive today and is the son, or rather the father, for this 10-year-old boy who's now without a son. You don't think there's any, in other words, you drove a motorcycle, so sorry that guy took a illegal turn, no big deal?
No, and he's accepted responsibility for that, and he is being punished for that, but, you know, you put somebody away like that for 5 years, you have completely uprooted and destroyed their life. Yes, you know, there are many lives destroyed here, but there has to be some risk. It's not all his fault, in my opinion. There has to be some risk assessed with being a driver of a motorcycle, not wearing a helmet. God forbid that kid had been hurt.
You know,
he should
Weston,
have been on the back of there to begin with.
He did have a helmet, thankfully, but Dad did not.
Is that the reason he survived? Probably, or at least quite possibly. You know, having a CDL, the first thing you learn is always know an out. Always know where to go if something goes wrong while you're driving as a truck driver. That also is the same for motorcycles. You're always looking ahead. You should be driving ahead of the situation, as for cars or pickups, too, just regular vehicles. But it's not as much of an onus on the driver of those vehicles because it's safer. You're safer in a car or a truck as opposed to a situation that could arise with a semi. And the reason you have to plan ahead when you're driving and drive ahead with a semi is the fact that you don't stop on a dime. You don't have the ability to check up if something happens or somebody cuts you off. The same with motorcycles, too. You don't have that ability from a safety standpoint. So you have to drive ahead. And there does need to be some onus put on that as well, Weston.
Agreed.
Weston, thanks for the call. Michael put a comment on our Facebook page saying, hey, way too lenient of sentence. The semi took a right from the far left lane with no turn light, and from what I heard, cut off my friend on the motorcycle. Now his son grows up without his dad. So someone obviously with a personal connection to it that thinks it wasn't... Weston said, hey, it was about appropriate, and Michael says, too lenient. A lot of folks have been weighing in on this one today. Whether you're commenting on the Minnesota Vikings Stadium looking too much like a church, or a truck driver getting too lenient a sentence, or whatever it is on your mind, we want to know.
Well, like the previous caller said, with the putting in the pulpit and the cross and everything, technically we already have a semi in one of the end zones because that's where all the hopes and dreams of Vikings fans are buried.
800.
I'm a bitter.
228. 0550. 800. 228-0550, 701-258-0550. By the way, J.P. Martin from the National Weather Service, a real live meteorologist, will be here so you can ask the weatherman anything. So get ready for that. Ask the weatherman anything coming up here momentarily.
Caller, we have a caller that wouldn't give a name on this concerning the Gosno trial, and we'd like to get to that before we get to our rest of callers for the rest of the hour, or this segment rather. But caller, go ahead.
Yes, I was just going to comment that I was very happy that Kermit Gosnell was found guilty of. I don't know if most people know who he is because the media has covered it somewhat, but not very well. He was an abortionist in Philadelphia who was charged with, I think it was actually murdering four babies that he had aborted, but they were born alive, and then he would snip their necks. And he was actually did this to hundreds of babies, but the three were the ones that they were able to find him guilty on. And he also, there was a mother who had died at his facility from an overdose of, I believe, narcotics. And he was also convicted of involuntary manslaughter in that case. But
I'm curious if you think that particular case, and by the way, I believe you're right, the media really just ignored it, and it's so horrific. I'd like to think the media was not covering it just because of how tough it would be to cover, given how graphic everything was and what this monster of a doctor did. And obviously now he's guilty and will go to jail. His defense, by the way, attorney, said the media was to blame for the verdict, which I thought was odd because the media's ignored it. But it is what it is now. He's guilty.
Yeah.
What impact do you think that will have on the abortion debate?
Well, I think it's very important because people see now, you talk about abortion, but if you go to LifeSiteNews.com or if you Google Kermit Gosnell, I mean, people can see face to face what's being done. And if he's convicted of killing them when they were outside of the womb, but you go back into the womb, it's the same thing. The babies are in the womb and they don't change because they're outside of the womb. And, you know, I don't like to say this, but I have to make this point. They said that he kept babies' feet in jars, severed babies' feet. In Fargo, North Dakota, where abortions are being performed, we found severed babies' feet in a garbage dumpster behind an abortion facility in Grand Forks. These are first trimester abortions. So the age, I want, you know, people have to realize they're going to start thinking that, yes, these are babies, abortion. And Kermit Gosnell, they used to say, when they decriminalized abortion, that, you know, the back alley abortionists, you know, they had to decriminalize it. Or had to decriminalize it because back alley abortionists were around. Well, basically what Kermit Gosnell and these other abortionists are doing, they're just opened up their doors on Main Street, and it's not an isolated case. And I think, you know, for the sake of the unborn and for women, for mothers, we need to eliminate abortion totally. Not just the Kermit Gosnell, because every abortion facility is a house of horrors, because what they're doing is they're slaughtering unborn children, and they have to dismember them piece by piece. And I think people are starting to see the reality of it and how many women have died since abortion has been decriminalized. There are hundreds of women.
Appreciate your call. Appreciate your passion on it. We're up against the clock. Other calls waiting, and you get a chance to talk to the weatherman, meteorologist J.P. Martin, next.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Hardworking trucks. Three brands to choose from on one lot at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. America's favorite brand. Ford F-Series, GMC Sierra, or Ram. Drive all three and compare and never leave our lot. Plus, we'll deliver your new truck free within 300 miles. Check our website, NelsonFergusFalls.com. You'll see our prices, our inventory, and our great selection of three truck brands. Seven new brands all in one lot. Nelson Auto Center. Visit online anytime. NelsonFergusFalls.com. Exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope. Optimize health with K48 Plus.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's on your mind? With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Helen. You get a chance to ask the weatherman, meteorologist J.P. Martin from the National Weather Service here in just a moment to ask you, answer your questions that are weather-related. We do have a call waiting, however.
Debbie, what's on your mind?
I just want to talk about, you know, some of the semi drivers. I know all of them out there aren't bad, but yesterday, last evening, we, my daughter and son-in-law and had our grandson in the vehicle, and we were driving from Watford City. And we put on our blinker because there was a vehicle with a stock trailer trailing us pretty close. And so we put on our blinker to turn left pretty soon before the turn. And the stock trailer and pickup had to take the cowboy lane to get around us because he would have hit us. And then consequently, I guess the semi driver didn't see us. And he had to take the cowboy lane, too, and as he was passing, he yelled out an expletive and called us a name. That
a non-cowboy name.
Not a cowboy name. Well, it might be somebody's cowboy name, but you know, it was kind of disturbing, you know, but we're just thankful that he didn't hit us, but On Highway 85, I can actually see why there's so many accidents because people aren't paying attention and they're rushing to get where they need to go, especially the truckers.
Debbie, I drive up there a lot, and I've learned this. Everybody that goes up there, I warn them, you can't be in a hurry if you're heading up into the oil patch. If it's 65 miles an hour, plan your trip. You're going to drive 65 miles an hour. Don't pass the semis. Don't pass the trucks. You get in that line, and you get where you're going, and you don't pass. You just don't.
And we didn't pass him, but he wasn't paying attention to what we were doing. He was behind us. We didn't pass. There's no really safe place to pass, really, of all the curves and the lines on the road and stuff. And so we were going the speed limit, but evidently he didn't see us, and he had to take the cowboy lane, and, oh, it was scary. You know, we had a baby in the car and ourselves
for,
in the
for
car.
Those, and by the way, I want to ask Debbie, what is a cowboy lane? I need to know.
It's the lane that's on the right-hand side, you know, where they take the right of you. Instead of, you know, they can't go around you on the left, so they just take the right, which is pretty close to the ditch.
Is that the shoulder?
It's not always the shoulder there, though. Sometimes it's just the ditch.
Yeah, all right. So the cowboy lane could be either the shoulder or the ditch.
Right,
it's whatever's left.
That's what we call it. I've called it, and I've heard it called that. So, but, yeah, and the semi was taking the – it was pretty short lane there he had to get around, and then he had the nerve to call us a name. And I hope he's listening because he could have hit us, and the truckers on there, we saw them. They're just flying. They're going faster, some of them, not all of them probably, going faster than the speed limit.
Fascinating. Well, Debbie, if he's not listening, maybe others are, and they'll slow down a little bit and not take life quite so seriously. I'm not sure why anybody, you know, does the road rage thing where they're thrown out the expletives. Just as
especially in North Dakota, because odds are somebody's going to have a gun in their back window.
Exactly. Yeah,
I don't have road rage in North Dakota.
We have a fourth grader in our family that takes great amusement at some of those things. You know, it's like, what is wrong with them, Dad? They're shouting things out the window. They're waving their finger.
Right.
And I'm saying,
my daughter said, boy, some people need to grow up. You know,
that's true. I love it. Thanks, Debbie.
Thank you. Bye.
We are pleased to welcome in the studio meteorologist J.P. Martin from the National Weather Service to answer your weather questions. How are you, sir?
Hey, guys, great, and great to be with you. And, hey, what a difference 4 weeks makes, right? We had 18 inches of snow about 4 weeks ago, Bismarck-Mandan area, and even more than that in some spots across the state, and 91 degrees tied a record high yesterday in
Bismarck.
We're
blaming you.
So I'm accepting full responsibility for all of it.
For the 81 of the snow? or the 91 of the snow?
All of it.
Okay.
I'm in that kind of mood. The complaint department is open today.
By the way, well, that's dangerous now. He's telling you, folks, let him have it. Whatever questions you have from the National Weather Service, they're here to answer your questions at 800-228-0550. In all seriousness, is this just... an aberration? What is this?
Well, I really think it's springtime in North Dakota. You know, we had a lot of people during that blizzard 4 weeks ago saying, what's happening? And my answer was, it's North Dakota. You know, at that time it was April, right, 4 weeks ago. But now, the same people who were kind of disappointed all that snow a few weeks ago, yesterday complaining that it's hot. And I thought, hot? Well, I thought it felt great. The humidity was down, a little bit of a breeze, and same folks.
Whoa, listen,
you can't please everybody all the time.
JP, I'm going to call you this.
Of a breeze.
Yeah, what do you consider a wind if that was a little bit of a breeze yesterday?
Hey, later today, you'll find out, guys. Later today, what a wind is. Yeah, already over the western part of the state, we're gusting over 40 miles an hour. That'll be happening here in Bismarck by the noon hour, Jamestown later this afternoon. And I suspect we're going to have a lot of wind speed gusting around 50, maybe even as high as 60 miles an hour.
Mark has a question for our guest from the National Weather Service, JP Martin, meteorologist, here to answer your questions. Mark, go ahead for the weatherman.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
There's, of course, a lot of debate about global warming and whether it's man-made. And the core of the argument of those who believe it's man-made use CO2, carbon dioxide, as the culprit, and so therefore they believe it should be regulated. However, Obama's cap-and-trade legislation did not pass. But instead of following checks and balances, he went ahead and used EPA to cap carbon emissions from coal plants. Of course, North Dakota has a lot of coal, and there's a lot of dispute over whether or not the data used to make the case for man-made global warming is actually legitimate. I don't believe it is legitimate. And I asked Senator Hoeven yesterday if he believed that CO2 was a pollutant that's causing global warming. He wouldn't answer the question, of course. I was just wondering, as a weather person, do you believe that CO2, which is a trace gas, meaning it's a very tiny part of the atmosphere, do you think that's causing global warming?
Thanks for the question, Mark.
Yeah, Mark, I have to say that I believe it's contributing to the problem. What else is happening that's contributing to the problem? I'm sure there's a whole lot of things going on. The CO2 argument, I think, is valid that it's having an effect, but the question is how much of an effect can be directly linked to CO2, and also how much of that is because of human beings. And we have both sides going on, people on one extreme saying it has nothing to do with it, and we're not at fault, and other people saying it has everything to do with it and it's all our fault. And I think really the truth is in the middle. We have to determine the exact impacts of CO2, and scientists are trying to do that, and then we have to determine how much of that is because of human beings and how much is just because of naturally occurring.
Appreciate the call. Let's go next to Jamie in Bismarck. Your question for our guest meteorologist JP Martin from the National Weather Service. Jamie.
Hey, JP, been looking at the weather forecast for this weekend because I got a little prairie dog shoot planned to some of my buddies, and they all don't seem to agree on one thing, so talk to me, buddy. Give me your best.
Well, I'll tell you, Jamie, great question. We're changing this week. We're going to turn. It's going to be windy today and dry across the state for the rest of the day. We are going to get into wetter pattern later this week, starting probably Thursday afternoon. We'll start getting some thunderstorms scattered across the state, and it looks like the chance of thunderstorms Friday, Saturday this weekend is quite high. I'd be counting on getting rain this weekend. By the time we're all done, say by the time Sunday evening rolls around, I suspect most places in North Dakota will have 3/4 of an inch to 1.5 inches of rain total. So it does look like a wet end of the week, a wetter weekend, not a steady all-day rain, but thunderstorms, and then turning cooler. 70s later this week, 60s over the weekend, and maybe only in the 50s for early next week.
Windage and elevation, Jamie. Windage and elevation.
Sounds like a reach. Scheduling to me.
Well, you let me know because I was going to be part of that.
It may mess up. Yeah. It may mess up Jamie's prairie dog, honey. But we need the rain. We need the moisture.
Yeah, we do need the rain.
Yep, and I think we're really it's such a toss up. We have farmers who are getting out into the fields a little later than they normally do, so they may be on one hand say, well, I don't want the rain because I want to get out there, and on the other hand they're saying, yes, we want it. And I know as far as fire danger goes across the state, absolutely we need the rain. You know, you see farmers plowing their fields and you see a lot of dust coming up. We really do need to replenish some of that topsoil moisture.
We're going to talk about the burn ban.
Shoot prairie dogs.
Thanks for the call, Jamie.
Good one.
Did you hear what he said? He'd rather eat. Than shoot prairie dogs.
Well, yeah.
So he wants some moisture.
Prairie dogs myself.
He's rooting for the farmers.
Hey, I have some holes in my backyard, so if I can get Jamie's number if he shoots prairie dogs, I can use them.
We'll be over. Bob, what's on your mind today?
Hold on. Yes, I was just kind of wondering. You know, a lot of people don't look up in the sky too often, but, you know, I just wonder, you know, today we have a very clear day, and a couple of days of real clearness will go by, and then all of a sudden we get these aircraft, these jets flying high altitude, and they crisscross in the sky, and these what have been reported as chemtrails, they go from horizon to horizon. They're different than a normal jet condensation trail, which normally dissipates a little ways after the aircraft. But these go from horizon to horizon. They go in all different directions, and then they fan out, and they grow. And next thing you know, it's a real cloudy, hazy day. And I wondered if the meteorologist had any information on, you know, like the federal government has long since tried to modify weather modification with particles in the atmosphere. Does he know anything about this? Has he heard anything about this? And does he notice these differences in the comtrails and the chemtrails?
Well, to be honest with you, Bob, I haven't heard of a chemtrail. We call the cloud that forms behind an aircraft a contrail, as you mentioned, and the conditions of the atmosphere being very cold, you know, it's always bitterly cold, 35,000 feet up, 40,000 feet up where the jet aircraft fly, always, you know, right now it's 40, 50 degrees below zero up there, and the heat of the exhaust of that jet, that those jet engines in that very cold air makes that cloud, and the greater the difference, in other words, the colder it is, the difference between the temperature of the atmosphere up there and the exhaust temperature will make that contrail last longer. But I can't honestly say I've seen where it then spreads across the entire sky.
They fan out, and they stay there all day. They're very different than a regular condensation trail. Maybe you could Google chemtrails, and you'll get the first, I don't know, 35, 40, 50 hits on the computer are all about what this is. It's something to do with being able to modify the weather patterns. So,
well, and let me tell you, Bob, I will look that up and do a little research on that. What I have to say is, though, I have seen them go from horizon to horizon, like you're saying. It's just this spreading out that I haven't witnessed.
Interesting. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate that. Any weather questions for our guest meteorologist, J.P. Martin from the National Weather Service, Bismarck? They're welcome. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or any advice on whether to do prairie dog hunting this weekend.
Scott, if I could mention, as far as the federal government goes, listen, we have enough trouble trying to forecast the weather for tomorrow. So we try to stay out of the altering the weather pattern. Now, in the history of the federal government, yes, indeed, there are cases where the federal government exercised trying to alter weather and kind of control weather to some extent. But we try and stay out of that business.
That's a good idea. Short break, back with more with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hanna. This is What's on Your Mind. Ask the Weatherman right here. More after this.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, it can kill skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up or refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it, and it's North Dakota made.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon on KFIRE 550, 99.7 FM in Bismarck and Mandan, KLTC in Dickinson, KTGO, and up in Minot as well. We're everywhere, Scott.
We are indeed a family of five now, bringing you What's on Your Mind every weekday morning. Glad you're listening, and welcome your calls for our guest meteorologist, J.P. Martin from the National Weather Service, 800-228-0550. Has spring been canceled, first of all?
No, it's here.
For spring, let's turn his mic on there. There we go. So this is spring?
This is spring.
93 degrees, 91 degrees.
Well, Scott, we have to average things out. You know, 40 today, 90 tomorrow. Spring when you average it out.
On average, it's spring. And it sounds like it's coming back next week.
And it's coming back. We're going to be, like I said, in the 70s later this week, cooler over the weekend and early next week. But I think by the middle end of next week, spring will be springing all over the place. And boy, with that rain this weekend, if it comes like we're thinking, I have to think we're going to have a lot of tremendous green up and all the flowers coming out and trees, leaves and all. It'll be wonderful.
Will it be enough moisture to lift the burn ban?
Well, I think so, yes. The burn ban is linked, most counties are linking their burn bans to the fire danger index. And today the fire danger index is in the extreme category because of the high wind we'll have coming through, very low humidity. And so that's what's triggering the fire danger to be in the extreme category. We even have a red flag warning posted today. There's red flag warning.
What is a red flag warning?
No prairie dog hunting. Yeah. That's what it means. Yeah.
Wind is an elevation. Come on.
Really, again, it's linked to weather parameters. First, the percent green. You know, we're starting to green up a little bit now, but it's still very brown out there. So any little difference in a raise in temperature, a lowering of humidity, an increase in wind really is a big factor as far as fire danger goes. So red flag days means we're at critical fire conditions. We'll have any fire that gets started today will rapidly grow out of control because of the wind and low humidity. It'll rapidly spread. So we want to avoid any kind of burning today at all. Any fire that does get started, you want to very quickly get that out. Be careful with smoking devices, you know, cigarettes and cigars and that type of thing. Don't just throw them out the window on a day like this.
Brian in South Dakota, right, Steve?
Yep, Brian in South Dakota, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Brian, what's on your mind?
Oh, hi. Just kind of a quick follow-up question. When the meteorologist answered the question about climate change, it seemed as though he kind of came about the answer with the presupposition that there is, in fact, a problem. And I guess that's kind of my question. You know, the way weather patterns change so much and the fact that we can't hardly predict the weather in 2 days, let alone, you know, what's going on. And the contradiction about whether or not it's actually the globe is actually getting warmer or colder, are we kind of falling into the trap when we even say, yeah, there's a problem? And if you do believe there is a problem, per se, something that has changed, then could you describe to me, I guess, what you think that problem is?
Okay, well, the first thing is it really cannot be argued. Let's use the North America, for example. It's been shown that over the past 110 years or so, the temperature has gone up about 1 degree Celsius from what it was, you know, in the 1800s, from late 1800s through now. It has gone up about 1 degree Celsius. Now, we can't call that global warming because we're just one continent, right? And there are parts of the world that have actually cooled. There are actually parts of the world that have actually cooled. So, but the net effect is that the temperature across the globe is a little higher than it was, say, 100 years ago. Now, is that evidence of global warming? I can't say it is. I have to say that, you know, we have to check and see if this is a naturally occurring thing we're in. I have to think that, you know, human beings to some extent, with burning of fossil fuels and so on, the carbon that we talked about before, CO2 is, it's been shown that it has increased a little bit, in the atmosphere. And now, we have to figure out, well, is that what's causing our a raise in temperature here in North America or not? And if it is, again, if it is, I'm not saying it is, if it is, to what extent is that caused by human beings? And, you know, I think everybody would agree that we have to do everything we can to pollute as little as possible. The question is, how much of an effect are humans having? And again, it's both sides of the argument. You know, we have people on the extreme side, and I really have to think that neither one of them are correct, that the answer is probably somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, now, go ahead.
Well, one thing also is, you know, a lot of people, every little storm we get now, any little storm at all we get, any hurricane, any outbreak of severe weather, right away we hear global warming, and I think that is absolutely not valid.
That's activists, though, isn't it? That's just folks trying to stir the pot.
Right, yeah. Exactly right.
Not because science-based commentary.
Not science-based, right. We used to get big hurricanes, you know, through our history we got huge hurricanes. And now we're trying to link it to something, so we're saying global warming. And every scientist will agree that, well, that's not true, because some will say you can link anything to global warming. Most legitimate scientists will say that you cannot link any individual storm to global warming if you work on the premise that there is global
warming.
Brian,
did we get your answer?
Well, pretty much. I hope the mainstream media contradicts the folks that do, in fact, make that link. And then my one last comment real quick is, I hope we're also certain that a warmer globe is a bad thing. I mean, I don't believe all Al Gore's scare, and maybe a little bit of warmer globe isn't necessarily all that bad. I'm not even convinced of that.
Brian, thanks for the call. Anything you want to add to that real quick?
Well, I would say, you know, here in North Dakota, winters that aren't so cold, I would think a lot of folks would agree that's not a bad thing.
Short term, we're looking at rain. Good for the farmers, ranchers coming up this weekend.
Later this week, some chances, and over this weekend, I'm quite confident that most areas are going to get close to an inch of rain through the weekend.
And sooner than that, the wind. Hang on
to your hat today. Keep the rocks in the pockets.
Thanks for listening, folks. We'll see you tomorrow. If you need a building for any reason, you need Bakken Roofs. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why legacy steel buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.